Okay, Shalom Rabbeisa, we are in Chavis Alvavis, Sha'ar HaTshuva. We just began Sha'ar HaTshuva. We begin with Sha'ar HaTshuva in Psicha. We're in the second paragraph, the one that starts with Kiva, okay? So yesterday, the Chavis Alvavis told us that basically our inadequacy, our failure to live up to Hashem's standards is basically inevitable. Basically inevitable. And therefore, the occasional failures are basically inevitable. As we stressed, this does not give license to fail. Never fail. But don't worry, they'll happen, right? So, and therefore, built into this system, part of the way Hashem set it up is that you have the means to get it back on track. It's not like you're moving in a plan B. The plan A is that when you do have those slip-ups, you have the means available to get yourself back where you need to be, and in fact, even to utilize it for growth. So let's see. Since we've seen how, yes, our inadequacy is basically inevitable, our failures, Hashem's, part of Hashem's goodness is that shenosan le'yecholes letaken ta'usay, that He gives you the means of correcting your mistake, and wherever you have come up short in His avoida, you can actually make it up b'tshuva, through tshuva. This is a chashuv point to note, because he seems to be saying that tshuva is relevant not only for an avera that you did, but also for a missed mitzvah, for things that didn't happen that should have. You can actually regain those things through tshuva. This is something we'll have to discuss as we go along. So first of all, the Chavis HaVavis is breaking down the chesed in tshuva. First of all, He provided it. Second of all, in His love and care for us, He alerts us to the concept, lets us know that there's such a thing. And He urges us toward it. I mean, it's all part of the chesed. It's not just that He says, look, if you need to, you have tshuva, you know, available. He urges us to do tshuva. He wants us to do tshuva. He wants us to succeed. He promises us through the Nevi'im that tshuva, you will be accepted. And He provides us with a lot of means, a lot of different ways of rectifying it when we do stray from His path. He gives us all kinds of different ways of fixing it up. And He tells us that I will accept it from you, and that He will quickly accept us back, even if for a long time, Chalila, we may have been defying Him, defying His word, disobeying Him. He says, it won't be a long rehabilitation process. You do tshuva, you can be re-accepted immediately. Like Yecheskel said, the Parshas Ubashuv Rosh HaMirushos V'Ezev Mishpat, it says how Yecheskel describes this at length. How yes, a person can have been doing rishus for a long time, those tshuva is immediately accepted back by Hashem. It's a proper tshuva. Okay, we're not saying that there's nothing to it, but we are saying that it's there. Hashem wants to see us succeed. He's there to assist us, and He'll help us make it work if we want to put in those efforts. Now, Now, since Lamaisa, there are two types of tzaddikim, he says. Ha'echad ha'nitzalim min ha'chedra ha'ovel. There are those who have never sinned. There are tzaddikim who are completely clean. V'asheni, the other category is ha'shavim min ha'ched. Those who have sinned, but they've done tshuva. Now, he says, v'yaroiv ha'moin ha'tzaddikim balei ha'tshuva. But the vast majority of tzaddikim are those who did tshuva. Now, let's remember, when he's talking about Bali tshuva, he's not talking about people who lived for a long time without keeping the Torah and then decided to start keeping the Torah. That's what he's talking about. When he says Bali tshuva, he means a person who lived his whole life righteously, made some mistakes and did tshuva for them. That's what he's calling about tshuva, right? So he's saying, you have the tzaddikim who have never done wrong. Then you have the people who have done wrong and did tshuva, which he says is the vast majority. Therefore, when David HaMelech is talking about the different groups of tzaddikim, he starts with the latter group. Ashrei nesui pesha, ksui chatoa. Fortunate are those who are lifted above their sins, who have their sins covered up, meaning through tshuva. And only afterwards, first he mentions those who did tshuva. Then he talks about those who hanitzeles min achet, who have never done a chet b'chlal. Why does he put them second? Vimi kodeles kodemes b'malo. Even though really it should come first. So he says, yet the reason, I'm skipping a couple of lines, v'zocha akasas es b'achroina, yet he first talks about those who sinned and did tshuva, and only afterwards about the ones who never sinned. Because of how negligible an amount of such people there is in every generation. Like we see that the psukim relate to it as though it's virtually non-existent. This is a chiddush that he says, Tosfos also says this, that there is such a thing. Meaning, you know the famous pasuk, Adam ein tzadik baratz asher yaseh tov le'echto, right? Adam ein tzadik baratz asher yaseh tov le'echto. There is no man who will never sin. So Tosfos and also the Chiddush of Avos is telling us that means roiv. It means al derech roiv. It doesn't mean that there's no such thing. There is such a thing. It's just that it's extremely, extremely rare. And therefore, the psukim relate to it as though there's no such thing. There is virtually no such thing. Like the pasuk says, "Im avanois tishmaya adenai mi amoy." Right? If you will be makbid about sins, then who could possibly stand? Meaning, but David is making it sound like nobody could. So the Chavetz Chaim is saying that means almost nobody. And also, other main tzaddik baratz asher yaseh tov le'echto, ein adam asher le'echto. Right? So, even though there is such a thing as people who had never sinned, since the vast majority are those who sinned and then did tshuva, the psukim relate to it as the reality. What's that? Six, right? Four, six.
It's Binyamin ben Yaakov, Amram ben Kahath, Yishai Abi David, and Daniel ben David.
And Kilov. Right. There are a couple of others in the Medrash who are named. Yeshua is in one of those. Right. I don't know what he's referring to. The Gemara, like you're saying, the Gemara only mentions those. I don't know. But there's also a thesis that says that it means al derech roiv. I don't know. The Gemara seems to identify a handful of individuals who never sin. Chavos Avos is making it sound like you'll have a few in every generation. I don't know. Okay. But he's bringing out the point that, by and large, the way we relate to the standard picture is that people do sin and they do tshuva. And therefore, the pasuk relates to it as though that's an all-encompassing reality, even though he's saying there can be a rare exception to the rule. And also, that's why Chazal gave tshuva such a prominent place in the tefillah, if it was really a plan B. So it can't be at the end of davening, you know, for those who need it. But no, they put it right at the beginning. They gave two prominent brachas dealing with tshuva, right? In Haaretz of Tshuva and Amar B'Lislah, right? Okay. So basically, he's telling us that Hashem made this a very, very prominent part of the system. Tshuva is not kind of like like we said, a plan B. It's a very prominent part of the system. Hashem is urging us to take advantage to it, take advantage of it, and He'll accept us back with full love once we do that tshuva. And like you're saying, it's basically relevant to everybody for all practical purposes. So now, now he says that the following 10 prakim of the Shara Tshuva are going to have the following 10 discussions. Harishon, Maya Tshuva. What is Tshuva? Hasheni, number two is Lekama Chalokim Techolek. What are different types of Tshuva? Meaning there are different levels of Tshuva. Okay. Hashlishi, B'matia Tshuva Minod. How does a person come to Tshuva? What is it that motivates a person to Tshuva? Harvi Beveo Doreo. Number four is, what are the actual requirements of Tshuva? What does Tshuva mean? What do you have to do? He's going to lay down the famous requirements of Tshuva that we're all familiar with in a general way. The next discussion will be going through those requirements and elaborating on them. Hashishi. Discussion number six is going to be what are the means that a person should use to inspire himself to a tshuva. Number seven is, what are the things that work against tshuva that we have to be aware of? Number eight, can a Baal tshuva be considered to be at the same level as a tzaddik who has never sinned? That's another discussion. Hachi, number nine is, is tshuva indeed possible for every aveira? Vasili, and number 10 is, ma oifane atachbula lemisha tshuva mechatov koshal. What are tips, what are tricks for a person who's finding it hard to do tshuva? And after we have these 10 discussions, we will have comprehensively covered the subject. And thereby, we will talk and be able to hope for forgiveness from our sins. Okay. So here we actually begin. We'll just introduce the first perek. Start perek out. In terms of what is the essence of tshuva, so we say as follows: Shetam tshuva, the concept of tshuva is a person resetting himself on the track of avodas Hashem, meaning getting himself back into the position of being subject of Hashem, subject to Hashem. After he strayed from it, he's off the path, he gets himself back on the path. That's the essence of tshuva. And also to restore whatever he may have lost in terms of avodas Hashem. Whether these deviations, this straying, was the result of and not properly understanding Avodas Hashem, not properly understanding Hashem or Avodas Hashem, or he didn't properly understand it, but his lusts, his desires, his passions, his inclinations overcame what he understood. Or perhaps he just disregarded it, he wasn't in the mood. Or perhaps it came as a result of influence of the wrong people. He was associating with the wrong people, and therefore he sins. All these can be different causes of sins, and all of these tshuva is there to rectify. Okay, we're right in the middle, but we'll stop here for tonight. Same to you.